Tablet 1. God is everlasting, complete, without beginning or end. He is one and indivisible. He is the source of all things. All things are made from Him. God is the infinite consciousness. The creative forces of this infinite consciousness are three gunas. The universe consists of consciousness and the three creative forces, three gunas. The three creative forces are the sentient force, sattva guna, the mutative force, raja guna, and the static or crudifying force, tama guna. The sentient force in the operative state is that part in the universe which creates the feeling of knowness, or I know, awareness. The mutative force in the operative state is that part in the universe which creates the feeling of doerness, or I do, action. The static, crudifying force in the operative state is that part in the universe which creates the feeling of remembrance, or I have done, memory. Also, the static force, tamaguna, in its operative power, creates the fine ethereal factors in the first stage of release of its operative power. Ethereal factor is the storage place for events which happen in the universe, universal memory, akashic records. Akasha means ether. As the crudifying power of the tamaguna continually crudifies the consciousness in the universe, the other elements, namely cruder, ethereal factor, aerial factor, luminous, heat, light, fire, or the first visible factor in the universe, liquid factor, and solid factor, will evolve. The reason for creation of different factors in different stages is because of the presence of different proportions of each creative force. In the ethereal state, there is more sentient, sattva force, and in the solid factor, more static, tama force, or in other words, the crudifying centripetal force has a greater grip in the solid factor and a lesser one in the ethereal factor. There is not a clear-cut way to separate the three gunas from each other as three distinct forces because of their transformability to each other and their ability to mix and create things in different stages, different factors from fine ether to the most solid. Also, these forces, three gunas, cannot be separated from the consciousness. Consciousness and the three gunas are the part and parcel of one entity, and they are inseparable. The three gunas comprise the creative force of the consciousness. In brief, we can say, without tamaguna, there would have been no manifestation and no memory. Without rajaguna, there would have been no vibration and no movement or action, energy. Without sattvaguna, there would have been no intelligence and no decision-making. Without consciousness, there would have been no control, logic. The circle on the previous page is the symbol for God as the infinite consciousness, being all, infinite and indivisible.